Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soulful Hunter Podcast. I am your host, Johnny Mack. Through this podcast, I'm on a mission to transform lives through primal adventure and to spread my mission of mentorship as conservation. This podcast is powered by Washington Backcountry, a resource for all hunters new and old. To find out more about Washington Backcountry, go to wabackcountry.com or search for Washington Backcountry on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. So today is the very first episode of the Soulful Hunter Podcast, and with most first episodes of podcasts, it's more of an introduction and getting to know your host and getting to know what the purpose and passion behind the podcast is all about. So for me, personally, I am an adult onset hunter. I'm 35 years old currently, but I started hunting and took my hunter safety class when I was 29. And so throughout this podcast, it has been a journey for me figuring out what it is about hunting that I love so much and why it inspires me and gives me passion and something that I want to share with everyone else. And so I'm gonna read you a little story and tell you a bit about myself. And a lot of the times when we talk about stories, we love to talk about the why. Without a why, a story is worthless. You got to have that good hook. And so hopefully through this podcast, episode one, you're really going to get to know who I am, where I come from, and throughout all the other episodes of diving in with guests, but also with just getting to know who I am, you're really going to get an idea of what the Soulful Hunter Podcast is all about. So a little bit more of the story is that there's this powerful vision in my head, and there's something bigger than myself that has stayed with me ever since I was a little boy. A primal passion for the great outdoors, you could even say a nostalgic love for the Old West, and a deep connection to nature at its purest form. As a husband and as a father, there is an indescribable calling for providing for and protecting my family, and hunting sparks that fire within my own soul. I believe that there is an innate sense of adventure in all of us that seeks to be inspired, and there is a new generation of hunters emerging at this very moment. They are nurtured by mentorship and guided by conservation. This is a journey that I was meant to embark on and that I'm going to be sharing with all of you listeners out there, and this is the heart of the Soulful Hunter Podcast. So with that, I want to dive into a little bit more of who I am. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the intro to something that I wrote that is going to be released on our website. And that is, you can find it at soulfulhunter.com as well as wabackcountry.com. But this is going to give you a little insight on me. This is my story. So my heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Rolls through my mind and off the tip of my tongue as I sing along with Willie Nelson while his music plays from the cassette deck stereo. Being 12 years old and the youngest of two boys, I occupied my usual spot in the fold-down backseat of my father's extended cab pickup truck. My father, brother, and I were hundreds of miles from home, headed to the small town of LeGrand, a town tucked in at the foothills of the Blue Mountains in eastern Oregon. It was the middle of July as we drove through the dry, dusty farmland of the Grand Ronde Valley with all the windows rolled down. It was stifling hot in the back seat as we cruised the highway in the peak of summer without air conditioning. I can still remember the sweat dripping down my back as I stared out the window into the beautiful rangeland of what I could only imagine was the scene of some epic cowboy western-style movie. All I could think about was about how I've always wanted to be a cowboy, and yet here I am, never ridden a horse. So to pass the time, I once again slipped into the ritual of allowing my mind to drift into another daydream. It was something I was getting good at and practice on the regular. On the horizon, I imagined a cowboy high up on his horse as he journeyed on his way of self-reliance, courage, and adventure. To a 12-year-old boy, the thrill and excitement of the cowboy life was the ultimate representation of courage, grit, and what it means to be a man. As the white lines of the road blurred into one constant stream, the thought of another basketball camp during summer was losing its luster. I'd rather be out on my own horse, on the free range with unbridled passion. I knew that wasn't going to be the case. To the outside world, I was an all-American, happy-go-lucky kid, complete with manners and success both in school and in sports. But on the inside, I was a timid soul, fearful of risk and judgment, silently craving adventure, inspiration, and an unrelenting thirst for the wild. So that's just a little look into my life and what has led me to the path of becoming the Soulful Hunter and launching this podcast and everything that you can expect from this podcast. I hope that you stay tuned. We got a lot of wonderful guests lined up, and we're going to be covering all sorts of different topics. But my purpose of this podcast is to reimagine and reinvent hunting as you know it, to bring inspiration and a fresh perspective and insight for anyone who is in need, while also giving back to the hunting community. So those of you who are tuning into this very first episode, I really want to thank you. I really appreciate it. I look forward to building a community of support, and I want this to be really interactive. And so you can get a hold of me at thesoulfulhunter@gmail.com. You can also go to our website at soulfulhunter.com or Instagram and direct message at the Soulful Hunter Podcast. But when you are on social media and taking your pictures and doing your captions and all that, make sure to tag the Soulful Hunter Podcast in your pictures and posts, as well as using the hashtag Soulful Hunter. So to find out more, go to soulfulhunter.com and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram as well. I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. So stay tuned and don't forget to subscribe.